Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Brenda.
All right. Can you hear me? Okay, there we go. How are you guys doing this morning? You haven't had your coffee yet? Okay. I'm going to wake you guys up. Seen and heard. I was the shy kid in the class. I was the weird one in the class. How many of you guys in the room were that weird person in the family or the black sheep, kind of didn't quite fit in? Right? That's why we're all here. because we were getting ready for this, you know, this time of our lives. But so I really was terrified of it, but it was the one thing that I really wanted the most. And I had self-confidence that was squashed on the ground, like almost zero self-confidence growing up, and all the way really into my 20s. And then for me to get on stage, it was kind of scary, right? But I did it, and I found a way to, and I didn't know what I was doing. I just was really determined, had this big passion for singing from when I was 11 years old, and I finally got on stage when I was 17 for the first time and sang. Shaking like crazy, holding my lyrics and shaking. And then after that, I found my way to the media, you know, like CBC and Much Music and all those other stations and stuff. And that was another way I had to find my voice. And my whole journey's kind of been about that. I've had to find my voice in different ways. And the cool thing is, you know, I had lots of fans and I was getting lots of attention with the media and also, you know, being in person, doing stuff like this, singing in front of hundreds of thousands of people. And I love that. But I wasn't making any money. I wasn't making any money. I was barely getting by. in fact. And so why was that? Well, I had who am I to syndrome. Does that sound familiar to any of you guys? Who am I to be doing this? Who am I to be standing on stage in front of 300 people? Who am I to be selling my services and charging fees for what I do when it comes so easily, when it's the easiest thing for me to do in the world? Who am I to be that person? So I had that going on, plus my low self-esteem, low confidence. But I had to find my voice on a whole nother level. And that's what I realized. So one of the things that wasn't working in my favor was I was, because of being terrified of being seen and heard, I wasn't exactly getting excited about networking either, you know, and I wasn't doing any sales. How many of you guys are avoiding sales calls like the plague? Really, all of you guys are doing sales? So, I mean, I wasn't doing it. I remember my first business coach said, so how many sales calls are you doing in a week? And I was like, none. I was not going to do that. But I had to find my voice in that way. And I also had to find my voice in a whole new way in terms of my purpose. I didn't know that I had another purpose. I thought, this was it. I'm singing. I love it. I love the stage. But I had to dive into my deeper purpose of being an Aboriginal shaman and healer. And that was scary to step into that. It took me a number of years to step into that. And then to be able to sell it was a whole nother ballgame. So what I did was I had to activate what I call your VPS. And if there's one thing I want you to take away from what I'm doing for you guys today, this is it. It's your VPS. When you activate your VPS, everything changes in your business communications. You can reach people from your soul. You don't have to worry about what is it that I have to say. You know, what do I say about my business? This is what I call anxiety land up here, which is where we half the time are living. Is all those thoughts going on and self-doubts and fears and all that stuff going on? Oh, I can't do this. I don't know. Who am I to be doing this? I'm not good enough. And that's going on, and in your conversation, you're hoping that someone will buy your services, but now they're not going to because they're backing away because they can getting that mixed signal. And what you want is to activate your VPS so that the signal coming through is loud and clear. This is who I am, from your energy, not just from your voice. So your VPS is your voice, your power, and your spirit. Your voice, power, and spirit. And when you bring those three together in your conversations with people, in all of your communications, even your newsletter writing, even your marketing, when you bring all three of those together, it creates magnetism, it creates charisma in you. It helps you to attract your ideal client. It helps you to stand in your power, because you're bringing your power up through your voice. And we're going to do this in a minute together. So this is something that I work with my clients on a regular basis with, is just activating your VPS, bringing out more than just your voice. Because, you know, usually what happens, why you have the mixed signals and why people get kind of freaked out about working with you or they just don't feel right about it is because you're freaked out. Because in inside you're going, I don't know, I'm not very good at this. Oh, I don't know if I should be charging this much money. Oh, maybe for this person it should be cheaper. Oh, I'll just drop the price right now because I don't think they're going to buy it. And all that's going on in your head. But when you activate your VPS, that stuff goes away. You bypass all of this. You get to bypass that. Because you're not even in your body when you're doing that. But when you get into your body, and then you bring out your voice and your power and your spirit together, people feel you instead of just hearing you, right? They feel you. And you feel them. That's the other thing that happens. And then that's why it's easier for you to know what to say. So we're going to do that. We're going to do that. I'm going to start off with a call and response in a second. But first, the first step that I want to give you is just breathing. But it's a special kind of breathing. And this I learned because I'm a singer. I have to be able to get a pretty big breath to make those long notes. And so just sitting right now where you are, breathe all the way down into your belly, all the way down. Just take a nice deep breath and breathe into your belly, and then release it when you're ready. And do a couple more of those, and I'll tell you why. This brings you into your body. It brings you into presence. It takes you out of anxiety land. And it makes you feel more confident. It brings out your magnetism. And it connects you to your power and your spirit, because your solar plexus is right there in your belly. Your womb space, even the men here have a womb space. That's your creativity center, your birthing center, and your magnetism center. So when you're connecting to those two power centers, really, right there in your belly, and then you bring that out. And so step number two is sound your voice. So when you breathe into your belly, and then you sound your voice, then your voice is carrying your power and your spirit on it. And then you get to do what we work on. I mean, it takes some practice and stuff, but I work with my clients on this, and then they're able to do what I call use your voice as sacred medicine. So when you're talking to people, can you imagine doing a sales conversation, and instead of them feeling all your nerves and stuff, they're feeling, wow, this person is so authentic. I feel really good in this person's energy, and I don't know why. Like stuff like that would happen to me. I'll be standing. I remember one event, I was standing just like I am now, not on stage. And he just, it was a cameraman, and he just was like, I don't know why, I just feel good in your presence. And I know it's because I get really grounded. And that's what happens too, it helps you to get grounded. And grounding is really important if you want to make money and you want to manifest clients. Because you can't do that if you're up here. It doesn't work. It's just the laws of nature won't let that happen. But if you're in your body and you're breathing through your belly first, bringing that energy up from there through your voice. And there's more to it, but this is what I can give you guys for now. But that changes everything. So what I want, I'm going to give you a VPS challenge when we're done this. But we're going to do some singing again. But this time, there are no words, so you can't possibly get it wrong. It's going to be real easy. All we're doing is sound. The main thing I want you guys to do is open up your belly and open up that passageway, that path. I call that your sacred feminine success path, the internal one. There's an inside one, and then there's one that you walk on the outside. So what you're going to do is bring that voice and power and spirit up and out, and we'll sing together. And then you notice what happens for you afterwards and how your conversations go afterwards. And that whole breathing thing, breathing into your belly, when you're networking later on, how many of you guys are really, like, you'd rather hide under a rock than do networking? Because that's me. Like, straight up. I mean, I'm better at it now, but, you know, that was one of the things I hated doing, and I avoided sales like the plague. So if you are activating your VPS first and then you talk to someone, you'll have access to more than what's in your brain, because we have a power center. We have actually your heart intelligence as well, and you'll have access to that because you'll be in your body. Make sense? So, all right, so we're going to stand up. Get up out your chair. You're going to wake up your body, and we're going to do a little singing. So again, you can't get it wrong, and there's like how many of you, almost 300 people in here, you got each other's back, okay? We're leaving the judgment, just kick the judgment out that exit sign right there, of yourself especially, and we'll do this, okay? So the only purpose here is just to let yourself open up and imagine that you get to be seen and heard in a bigger way with your ideal client, all right? So I'm going to do drumming like this. You can move if you want. You can stand up and straight. It's fine, whatever you want to do. I'm going to sing a line, and then you guys will sing it back to me. And I'll just do that for a few lines. Hey, yeah. louder now. Bring it out, okay? From your belly, right? Like bringing it up from your belly and bring out the power. Okay, because you're doing great. You're just warming up, that's all. Warming up is important. And you're going to feel, your body's going to feel warmer after this. You might want to take off that sweater that you still have on. All right. Of doing this, just doing this, the singing, the drumming, activating your VPS, and can you feel like now you want to talk to people, right? So now when you go out on the next break, here's your VPS challenge. What I want you to do, first of all, come to my booth, come visit me, and introduce yourself with your VPS. So breathe into your belly and then say hi, okay? Just try that, and try that when you have your first break and you're doing some networking. It's going to help you when you're up here going, I don't know what to say. How do I talk about my business? I don't know. It's when you're up there, you can bring yourself right down here. And that will help you to be able to talk to people. Even if you're super shy, because that's me. I'm super shy. Energy sensitive. How many of you guys are energy sensitive? Probably almost everybody in the room, right? So, and there's things you can do about that too. Come and see me if you want to know. You know what? And because of a lot of you are energy sensitive, I'm going to do something for you on an energy level to help that, to help just this whole conference kind of lay itself out so that isn't such a problem for everyone here. Because I know the energy is a little crazy out there. It feels pretty good in here. So I have an event, actually, a one-day event where I do this for the whole day with you guys. I only have about 42 or 43 tickets left. And they're 50% off if you get them today at my booth, or in the next couple of days at the conference. So come and see me if you want to do this for a whole day, help your business to be seen and heard. And I wanted to offer you as my final kind of gift. I'm not even sure where my time's at, but I have a feeling this will be just perfect. I'm going to just do that. I'm going to offer you this energy gift. So the shamanic work that I do, my spirit name is Medicine Song Woman because that was given to me by a Cree elder in Toronto, actually. And it really does describe who I am and what I do. So I did a little bit of channeling for you. I'm going to do a little deeper channeling here just now. And so what comes through when I'm doing these songs, some of you might have already felt this, but you'll feel it more when I do the next one because I'm going to be going in more deep into myself and into kind of spirit connection. Some people, okay, one or two of you or more is going to walk out without some kind of a pain that you came in here with, because that always happens. The rest of you, there will be some kind of emotional release for a lot of you. Some of you might feel tears or a lump in your throat. That's normal. It's okay. It's because the throat center is where you speak your truth from. And if we don't open that up, then it's really hard to talk about your business, right? And you're here for these 3 days to learn some really amazing information that's going to help your businesses. But if you leave here and then you can't bring yourself to talk about your business or to let yourself actually be seen and heard, well, I know, I'm a living testament. It took me lots of years to get to the point of being seen and heard. And, you know, being on stage and then being able to sell and just finding your voice in different ways. So if I can leave you with that, remember VPS, voice, power, and spirit, right? Belly breath, and then sound your voice. Belly breath, and then talk. That you're connecting with your power and your spirit that way. That's like the first step to being able to be seen and heard in a really big way with your business. Like, and what's that? What that's enabled me to do is create a super satisfying and successful business where I, in the last 5 years, my accountant told me this and I was blown away. In the last 5 years, I increased my net income by 555%. And that's as a result of this. So, you know, and it's also as a result of getting the right support, like this stuff right here. You need both. You need to know what you're doing with your business, and you need to be able to be seen and heard. So when you leave here, I want you to be able to practice that, and which is why I have that one-day workshop, too. For some of you that really, really want to have more of that, it's going to help you tremendously to let yourself be seen and heard with your business, so that you can implement the stuff you're going to learn here today and the next day and the next day. Because you're going to come away with a lot of great information for your business. So I'm going to ground the place. What I do is I'm just sort of feeling out the room. And I'll give you exactly what it is that you need. And some of you will be like, I don't want any of this. And some of you will be like, wide open, give it to me. And wherever you're at on that spectrum, on that scale, you're going to get what it is that you need and what it is that you want and are ready for, okay? Some of you might have things like visions and stuff like that. If you want to talk to me about it after, just come and I'm happy to talk to you about it at my booth, because I know that happens for a lot of people when I sing. All right, so let yourself breathe into your belly. Breathing into your belly. You can close your eyes, you can keep them open, it's up to you. I'll be closing mine because I'm just going deep in. And I'll bring you this song. Yeah. Breathing. For those of you that went real deep, touching something physical, either in front of you or part of yourself, just getting yourself back into body, letting yourself continue to breathe in your belly, letting the energy just kind of land on you and letting things shift. Yeah. And I just want to bring you back to the first words that I spoke today, or sang today, which is that you do deserve to be seen and heard. And in fact, you can't do business without it. You need that. And your people need you to be seen and heard by them so that you can find them, because there are people out there with a sacred contract waiting to work with you. And they've been waiting a long time. So it's time for you to be seen and heard. Yeah. So come and visit me. VPS challenge, remember that? And, you know, breathing through your belly and then sound your voice. All right? Have a fantastic time. I want to thank Lori Kennedy for putting this whole amazing event on and inviting me here to sing and drum for all of you and play with you. And I want to thank all of you for showing up here physically and then actually showing up to do this, because I know that when I talk to people, most people are like, I hate my voice. I can't sing. But you all were willing to do that. And this is like our point of vulnerability, where you speak your truth from. And that's why it's hard. So if you want support with that, come see me. I'm over there. Have a fantastic time. You're going to get great stuff here. Bye for now.